Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Nalema kulila misozi, nikayanga na banja latu. Kupadwa tinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale kalapo kondwela leloeka tutikumbukila kweta chokela amai kuvutika mutima koma zoti tazisoa nimaona misozi masomu wake nimafuto abale nimafuto.
Good morning from Dallas, Texas. Welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio on this 6th anniversary. 6 years we have done this every morning, and we do justice for the passion and the love of our country. Happy anniversary, Zambia Blog Talk Radio, and we do appreciate everybody that calls in every Saturday morning or evening, depending on which part of the world that you join us from, and on Tuesday night when our friend and colleague Pastor Mwaka does her Solutions Radio Show. Okay, what I want us to do on this show, first of all, good morning, Dr. Musanje.
Good morning, Nathan.
Dr. Musanje is part of the team that has been a voice on this show for the past 6 years. Oko Talks, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
What was for breakfast today?
Oh, I haven't eaten breakfast. It's only 9 o'clock. Me, I wake up when everyone is sleeping.
All right. That's good. We will, maybe you'll be having it as we go along. And
yeah.
Congratulations, my friend, on 6 years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Nathan. If we said in 2009 we are going to make it to 6 years, probably we are going to be scratching our heads. Here we are. God has been with us, and we hope. Like we just been talking to the permanent secretary, big things there may just God may now. I think we can hold God, Nathan, by the hand and say now it is time to bless us.
Oh yes, we are going that direction, and like they say, and I was looking for the biblical term, is it Ebenezer, or the Lord has been with us, and we will continue to do that, and we welcome everybody else, and I'm gonna keep the ladies on hold first, because this is their segment, Roger. This segment, I'm dedicating it to the ladies, okay? And first, let me welcome the others that have joined us. Dr. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning to you and everyone listening.
Thank you, sir. Like my colleague and friend Roger said in the first segment, we are always thankful to God for you, your contribution, and for making this platform, for God allowing the Lord to use you to make your contribution, your wisdom and guidance, and to this team, and for bringing us this far. I think I can, without hesitation, Roger, say we love you, Dr. Pat.
Oh, well, definitely.
I love you, and I love the listening audience. It is because of you, Roger, Pianki, Zebron, GM, everyone that inspires me to continue to call and to discuss, because you hear from me, but I also learn from you. So
yes.
It's a good family relationship, and I appreciate everyone.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And along the way, as we went in our 6 years, different people came along who have supported us, and one of those people I would just like to say, we love our Canadian family. Valukuku, good morning, and how are you, sir? How was your trip to Zambia?
Oh, the trip to Zambia was excellent, as I said, and I passed through about 6 provinces, which was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, you know, the only thing that really disappointed me was the Lusaka situation. I think maybe we will have a talk on that sometime. The whole downtown Lusaka is like a big market, you know.
Don't get Roger started, Valukuku. Don't get Roger started.
So that was the only disappointment that I had. But on the other hand, they are developing the outskirts of Lusaka. But going outside the roads, some places were bad, were good. And I had an overall very good impression of what's going on, that, you know, things are moving forward. I'm happy that we had that discussion on tourism, and I think we should continue pushing that, how we can participate. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent. The reason I'm saying I'm dedicating this show to the ladies is because there is something that our ladies bring to the table, and there is just something that the role on Mother's Day in our church, I preached on the role and the purpose God created the woman. Okay, I won't go into that. I'm just giving some opening remarks here. And one of the blessings that we've had on this show is the ladies and their contribution and their role. And I'll introduce two ladies that have been very key to Zambia Block Talk Radio success, their role and their contribution. As we went on, along came a wonderful sister, a Tumbuka woman. She's also Tumbuka from the Copper Belt like me. She has no argument against that. She went to Zambia for a while, and she has come back. And I had a chat with her, and I thought that it would just be all right for us to do this. Yareka, good morning, and happy 6th anniversary.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and congratulations.
Woo woo, woo, woo. Yeah, Eureka! Woo 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 woo!
I'm so happy to hear everyone's voices.
Excellent. So, and then we went along. Roger, in his searching and scrounging and searching and scrounging, he found a wonderful lady in the diaspora, soft-spoken, very respectful. This one is very cultured woman. And she comes out of Missouri, but now she migrated to what you call it, the Sunshine State, the one and only Mrs. Matilda Mwava Lucas. Matilda, happy 6th anniversary. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Nathan. Happy 6th anniversary to Zambia Block Talk Radio. Thank you.
Woo-hoo,
and congratulations.
Matilda. you're bringing
you,
out the stars. You're bringing out our constellations now.
Dr. Patrick,
excellent.
You make a good cheerleader, or what do they call them, the chairman?
Oh, my sisters, I love you both.
Thank
love
you,
you.
Dr.
Patrick.
Let me begin with Yareka here. Yareka, you run an organization called I'm trying to remember
Anakazi. Anakazi Center.
Anakazi Center. Okay, the name of the show is Voices of Anakazi. Is that right? Something like that.
Correct.
Yareka, talk to us about Anakazi Center, the connection to ZBTR, and how you got involved.
Yes, I think we had gone to the conference in Las Vegas. That's where we met with a team. And before then, I think I'd probably listened to one or two shows. And when we came back, there was just this urge for me to continue with the relationship we had created in Las Vegas. So I had already been thinking about starting a non-profit organization for women. I was still thinking about the mission, but I wasn't sure which direction I'll take. And then Roger just put me, just like threw me in the deep end and says, hey, you're going to do a show on Saturday. I said, no, I can't. There's no way I can do that. He said, just do it. You know, that was how we started. And I think at that time, it was part of the business forum, I believe, with Dr. Wilson and Roger. And and then I think August 2011, He says, just start your own show. You know, again, Roger. So that's how I started Voices of Anakazi. We were, you know, bouncing ideas. What name should I call it? So I sent it to Nathan, Roger, and we just settled, okay, Voices of Anakazi sounds great. And that's how we started. How many years ago? Now this is 4 years ago. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the background. So Voices of Anakazi, we were focusing on women leaders, not just in business, but general. Could be someone who's a politician or someone who's trying to break into politics or someone who's, you know, has established business. And the whole idea was to bring women on the table who are Africans, who serve as an example or mentors to other women. So we've interviewed over 100 women so far, and we're hoping to interview more because I took a long break. I had a lot of family issues to take care of, and I think that's behind me now. So we're looking forward to another 6 years, Maroja. So I think okay. 10 years we're going
we'll,
to break
we'll
that.
You, we'll take you on that, my sister. We'll take you on that.
You cannot tell Roger has been responsible for recruiting and bringing all these ladies to the forum. How would you say, what was, when you started the show, Yareka, on this forum, how did that contribute towards the turning things around at Anakazi Center?
I think it was a tremendous leap forward. There are people that we've spoken to that I would never, you know, in my ordinary life, be able to speak to. So Zebitia was that channel for me, that connection. I could pick up a phone with, you know, for anyone, and they're willing to come on the show. And it was always through the Zebitia network. Either by Nathan or by Roger would say, oh, there's this person, can you interview this one? So I think that teamwork, that family support is what really propelled us to really outline what we want to do for Anakazi Center in general. So this is how we focused on advocacy and business development on one side. So we have two main objectives for Anakazi, and because we were part of Zambia Block Talk Radio, one of the objectives was achieved the way we would want to achieve our goals. So I think I'm really grateful that we've had this platform. And I'm really looking forward to even better programming than we had before.
Excellent. Before we continue with Yareka and the role that ZBTR has played in Anakazi Center and the way forward, what would you say... who would you say would be a prominent or outstanding guest that you've had? One or two, before I go to Matilda.
One of the women that really mentored me at the beginning of the program was Elizabeth Ngozi. She's very techie. She's from Uganda. She was my mentor in the background. And any time I said, can you come and support me, she was there. And the other person was, of course, by Elizabeth Chinga. She was mothering me, you know, giving me the other support, which is the NGO backfield of things, advocacy, you know, women's issues. So these two women were my support from the beginning.
Excellent.
The two Elizabeth.
she promised me she was going to call in. Let me see if she called in. I'm trying to look for her number. Let me see if Elizabeth has called in. Elizabeth, I need you to show up here today. And before we go on, let me recognize somebody here who is also that show. You know that show they call on American TV Survivor, huh? The person or the people that survive to the end, Dr. Patrick, and they win the grand prize. Titus is one of the survivors of Zambia Block Talk Radio. He's been there. He's one of the founding members. Yes, he's one of the founding members. He's part of the top executive team. He's been there from the beginning. And Titus is one of the most resourceful persons you can ever meet in life. If you want anything done in Zambia, look for Titus. Am I right, Gordon?
That's it.
Vadala, good morning.
One word, Titus.
Happy sixth anniversary, Mr. Natala. Titus. Okay. His line is open. Matilda.
Oh, Abia. Nathan, sorry, my phone was on mute. Sorry.
Yeah, I know these smartphones, when you put it on your face, the flesh, the McDonald's flesh on our faces.
I was saying that you're unfortunate because I'm not a rich guy. If I was rich, you would be all set. I'm only rich in ideas, so that's the only part
that
you
is enough. Remember what Dr. Patrick has always told us on this show, Titus. Information, information, information. You are a very rich person. You are a very rich person.
Maybe if I was a doctor, then it would be approved.
I second Titus. I second that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I mean, Valukuku and everybody who has called in, I'll tell you, if there's one resourceful person that this show has had and this program and this team has had, it's Titus, Roger, Matthew.
That's right.
I mean, Yareka.
That's right. We know that.
Yeah, we know that because, you see, in the beginning, there was a lot of work to be done, and you needed the Titus to move things. You needed the Titus to move things. Vadala, we are proud of you. Let's go to Matilda. Matilda, Roger keeps fishing ladies all over the place. How did you find yourself part of these crazy people?
It's very funny. I had called in. I actually didn't know about Zambia Block Radio. I had no idea that even this radio existed at all. But I heard about, I think we were raising money for the Queen Triplets. Oh, there was a fundraising before that. That's when I heard about Zambia Block Talk Radio. Then came in the Queen Triplets. So I was told about it by one of our colleagues, Siddiq. He had mentioned, he said, hey, there's this donation that we're giving. Would you want to support? So what is it about? So he said that they actually have a radio station. A number you can call in. So I called in and I listened in. Said, okay, well, this is something I'd like to be a part of, as in make a donation only. I didn't know. But I think I listened in the next week and the following week, and I pressed one to say something. I contributed, I made my point, and that was it. But Dr. Munsanje and Roger, the ones who followed up with me after that, they said, hey, we liked your contribution. Perhaps you can come back and contribute again. I said, well, maybe, you know, I don't know. But before you know it, Roger was saying, you should start your show. You have a lot to bring to the table and so on. And I said, no, Roger, I can't do this. He said, no, you can do it, you can do it. You know, same with Yareka. He just said, no, start the show. So he brought me on Business Forum. That was where I was first introduced on Zambia Block Talk Radio. And, Roger has the tendency to push in the deep end. He's very confident with his swim. So before you knew it, I came in December 2012, and I think by January 2013, I had started my own show, and my first guest was Jay Kavandama. So since then, we have developed a great working relationship, and it's just been a great journey with working with you, Nathan, Roger, Titus, and everybody else that calls into Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's just been a great journey.
Matilda, how as a lady, as a woman, as a Zambian lady living in the diaspora, how have you looked at your voice on this forum? And what is the significance of that, would you say?
Okay. Great question, Nathan. At first, I didn't think I was making a great difference. But when you start getting feedback, either openly on Facebook or inbox or an email, that's when you start realizing that you're making a difference. I represent a generation that is, let me say, in between. I'm not a baby boomer, neither am I what's the next one? I'm in that unique category where I can relate to the baby boomers, but I can also relate to the Gen X's, the Gen Z's, and so on. So I'm able to reach to audiences in both categories. I've noticed that some of the topics that I bring, a lot of both men and women will say, wow, that was very important that you shared. We need to hear more information like that. We need to hear your voice more. You need to highlight these problems more and more. I believe I have been a great, a positive influence. I'm just taking a leaf from a page from Yareka with the Voices of Anakazi and Pastor Mwaka's programs. Those shows have been very, very significant. I found that Yareka and I have mutual friends, almost as the same contact group. So sometimes they say, hey, come on the show. And they say, oh, yeah, I was on the program. Yareka brought me on. I said, wow, that's impressive. Or I'd have somebody, and then later on they'll be on Yareka's program. We'll both have the same person, but we'll highlight different views. And that was bringing it into a holistic view. So having...
Excellent. Finish your point.
Okay. I thought you were ready to move on to the next question. Yes. Having people like Yareka... we had Mukuka, Twambo, Pastor Mwaka. I think we bring a balance to the program.
Yes, yes, you do. Yareka, this is what happened, like Matilda said, and I would also like my colleagues to come in here if they want Titus, Roger, and Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat is not my colleague. I'm just using that expression. Yareka, in the process, like my sister said, we discovered that really we didn't need to have a special guest to, so to speak, all the time. What we needed is to develop that tenacity to create a discussion to address pertinent issues. Well, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, because I think, remember, earlier on in our programming, we used to have meetings, and we were trying to figure out what direction should we take, what approach should we take. Should we have unique segments, and how are those segments going to work together? And I remember you were very keen on ensuring that all the women-related issues come to my program, which is Voices of Anakazi. And then we also had the business forum. Anything related to business would go to our Roger. And then there were all these other issues that you used to handle. So we had these synergies, you know, going, working together from the beginning. And I'm glad that Matilda was able to come in and buy into that and just see how everything was working, and her bringing out that issue of having a holistic approach. It's something we didn't really discuss before, but, you know, I can see now that she says it. So I think we have done well in that regard. And, you know, I look forward to tapping into existing programs as well. I mean, the existing people that have been covered in other segments to bring them into Voices of Anakazi as we reprogram.
Titus, I want you to speak to the programming thing, how we transitioned. Remember, the point I'm trying to bring out here is that we remember when we just started, Titus, we kept saying to ourselves, Roger, we need to have a woman's voice on this thing. We need to have a woman's voice on this thing. I want you to speak to the transition of our programming, Titus, first of all, to having ladies come on And then also just the aspect of emphasizing the roundtable discussions versus having guests.
Okay. It's a great transition. I recall some time when we got off from the meeting of We Need Ladies, I was talking to Mtinta Mazoka. Mm-hmm. And I said, she kind of criticized me. She said, you guys are just guys there on your show. What's going on? Then I told her, I said, oh, okay. That solves the whole problem. You are the first lady, so I've solved the problem. So you join us. And then she said, oh, no. I'm starting a TV show. I'm starting a TV show, so I'll be busy. But here, I'll tell you one thing. I'll introduce you to Chansa Kabwera. She just won the case against the president, whatever. That's how I ended up bringing Chansa Kabwera. I didn't know who she was. She came to the show, not as joining us, but, she had some mileage over the case that she had and whatever was going at UTH. So that's what I recall when we were trying to bring women, and I tried to bring her in, and she said that. So it's been great. I mean, Anna Kazi, Matilda, Business Forum, it's been great. The transitioning. One other point is on this show, sometimes, me included, we always sometimes overlook the power of just an ordinary person like a Nathan, a Roger, myself, Matilda. We're looking out for a minister, a permanent secretary, because from the Zambian syndrome, we think somebody will bring a doctor. That's what, carries something. But we overlook simple people that can bring difference. Just the anarchists, you see it grow. And you see how it springs out and it does this and that. You see Matilda. Now you can see the qualities. Oh, now Matilda will move from Missouri to Florida. So she takes what she has. Probably they are going to benefit in Florida. You know, those kind of things. I think the round table brought up, it was a blessing in disguise. We can't find the guest. And we just say, well, let's just talk. We have Dr. Patrick now, who is as good as bringing an ex-president or something like that. You know, when we discovered through checks and balances of running into something, try this, and now even saying, I remember you, Nathan, saying, oh, we just have a round table. And it was easy to transition to that because we saw the fruits of what the round table can bring. We don't even know who's going to show up. Somebody shows up.
Excellent, Titus. And Roger, to that point, you remember how things transitioned, Yareka, Matilda, how things transitioned. The feedback we started getting, Roger, is that, first of all, the round table became more popular than even us having a minister, like Titus has said. And it became a forum where people were, I'll use the word venting loosely. Somebody used the word therapeutic. I hope I said that right. They say it depends who your English teacher was.
Yeah.
So, Roger, the round table became even more popular than us having a special guest, so to speak.
So to say, and let's stretch what I would say as well. So as you just bring in a topic of the day, sometimes you just gloss over it, and the beauty, it will take its own direction without even planning for that. So I think that element of surprise sometimes was really adding on the flavor to the shows. As it is, it's open forum, and sometimes we just start on a small item, boom, by the end of the day you are making big resolutions. I think we should go this direction, we should do this. If you compare that to programs, you stay within that program, and you tend not to cover as much. You cover it only in the parameters of the program. So I think that added on it really spiced our show. It's our shows. It really helped us to grow. I think from where we are now. As people say, time is the greatest healer. You learn from your mistakes. I think we did. from every Saturday. What is the word I want to use? Stressing out on, you know, this minister, he agreed to come on the show on Saturday. Well, come Saturday morning, oh, I'm in a football match. I can't come on the radio. you know, things like that. It was just so stressful. So the number of programs we have cut down to bringing shows and, you know, just coming in, talk to our friends, as correctly said here. Dr. Patrick, you can have him any day. Sometimes I even take it for granted. I prepare some questions. These questions are directed at Dr. Patrick. And then he doesn't show up. Then I get mad at him. I freak out, as they say. Dr. Patrick, so now I make it a point. If I want him to answer certain things, I don't take it for granted. But he has been always, he's been there for us through the ages. You don't know, Dr. Patrick, how much I think stress you've taken away from a lot of things we do. You know, I don't need too many people. I'm with Dr. Patrick. I don't need too many people. We can zero in American politics, African politics. He can give me some rivers in Zambia. I don't even know where he gets them. Only God knows. But that's what open forum can do.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. This is our 6th anniversary special feature. We do appreciate everybody who listen to us, those that call in every weekend, those that listen faithfully online, Europe, Asia, Australia, and Zambia, and all over the world, and North and South America. We are on Facebook, Zambia Block Talk Radio. Like our page, you'll be able to follow what we do. We also have a website, www.zambiablocktalkradio. We have a PayPal link there. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is we are friends, or what do you call it? We are supported just by people who love what we do, just Zambians who are passionate, non-Zambians, and even our families, those of us that have committed to do this. Our families have just become part of this team, Titus, Roger. We always talk about this, and we say that. Now, I want to bring in two people here that have also been part of this programming. And then, Roger, I want Dr. Munsanje to address some of the community projects we have done in Zambia. Now, before I go to Dr. Munsanje, let me go to California to Mr. Ntei Kabandama. Ntei, happy 6th anniversary, my friend, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning to the entire Zambia Block Talk Radio team. Happy 6th anniversary to all of you. It's an honor, it's a pleasure to be associated with Zambia Block Talk Radio. It's always inspiring.
There's a feedback on your phone. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's okay. There's still that.
No, it's still there.
Uh-oh.
Is that better?
Are you on the road or something?
No, I'm using my usual headphone. I can call in if I need something.
Okay. There's a feedback on your phone. Try to take care of that and then call back in and just let me know what number you are calling on. Dr. Munsanje is one of those who's been with us from the beginning, so to speak. He did a show on health, and Dr. Munsanje is a very community-based person. Anything that happens, he'll be there. And so, Dr. Munsanje, happy 6th anniversary to you, sir. And I want you to talk to us and to the listeners what your role has been on this forum.
Thank you, Nathan. Happy 60th anniversary. This is really amazing, you know, that we have reached 6 years broadcasting to the Zambian audience. For me, my role has been trying to work together with you, Roger, Titus, Dr. Patrick, and others, Yareka Muhanga, to bring these programs every Saturday. I have specifically, I remember two or three events. One of them was, you know, when we heard that a Zambian woman had given birth to five children at once in Zambia. It was through Zambia Block Talk Radio that we went out, all out, and raised money a little bit above $2,000 and sent all of it to support that family. Now, tell me, what do you expect? This is what we the Zambia Block Talk Radio, have done, and it should be commended even by the people back home and ourselves. And at another time, one thing that I remember was that we also raised money. We sent over $2,000 for homeless kids in Zambia to celebrate Christmas. There have been other ventures that we have done. For example, we have a group called the Zambia Diaspora Business Group right here in the United States. This group is doing a lot of projects, and it was born out of Zambia Blog Talk Radio. Now, obviously, at one time I was running the Health Watch show, and that show was an educating and where we shared information with other people to health information, which is very important. You know, it may have it reached out to many people who started to understand that health is everything that we have. We need to keep our health. Now, these days, we have people like Ante Kabandama talking about insurance, which is a very big issue for we people who are living in the diaspora. So that is the brief that I can give. I am running to go to a wedding like 2 hours away from where I am now. And thank you very much. Please continue to enjoy and listen to the Zambia Block Talk Radio. And let us also support Zambia Block Talk Radio by making donations through the website. In fact, maybe before I even go right now, I will just give a small $10 to the Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Munsangi has been consistent, not only participating on the show, but financially. He's one of those, our regular contributor, financial contributor. Dr. Munsangi, we thank you. Enjoy the weekend with your family. Let me go back to Ntei. Yeah, Ntei, pick it up from what you were saying. You, Dr. Munsangi, has mentioned you in his contribution, and just share with us your thoughts about what your role has been on this. Dr. Patrick, I want you to hang in there. You are going to have the final word at the conclusion of this show.
Okay, can you hear me now? Is it clearer?
Yes, this is much better. That's good.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Dr. Musanje, for mentioning me and my role in insurance. I came to Zambia Blog Talk Radio as a guest, and then, like you also mentioned, Roger gave me a follow-up call and asked me to have a greater role. So Roger has a really important role to play in bringing people into Zambia Block Talk Radio, and I thank him for that. Before that, I didn't really know what Zambia Block Talk Radio was. I came in once and began to work with Matilda, did a lot of work there, talking on business forum. My role has been talking about insurance, which is a very, very important subject for us in the diaspora. I can go on and on about that, you know, but I'm controlling myself. I just want to focus and ask Nathan and Roger, what are your plans for Zambia Block Talk Radio in the future? What can we expect in the next 6 years? Where are we going to take it?
Excellent. Good question. I'll tell you this. One of the things that we are working on, I don't know if you were listening from the beginning when Roger started the show. Let me just share this with everybody because I know each segment probably has different listeners. One of the things that our host organization, which is Block Talk Radio, is indicating on our page is that most of our listeners listen using their smartphones. So one of the things, for the way forward is we are going to work towards having an app. We are going to create, buy, whatever the terminology is, IT people know better. We're working towards having an app. Zambia Block Talk Radio is working towards having an app so that people don't need to go to a website or search for us on their phone to listen to our shows, so that you can just click on the app and you're going to be listening to us. That's one of our ways forward in KEI, and I thank you for that question. Other people that have been part of this show, I'm going to allow one or two people also to say something, is Dr. Chongo, good morning. The last four digits are 2369. Is this Dr. Chongo? Okay. It's probably one of the other people that has been a regular person and supporter of this show is, we call him, in the local language you'd say Vayama, but it basically means uncle. Uncle Daniel, good morning. That's it.
Mwashimu ken Yama, happy 6th anniversary with Zambia Block Talk Radio. Because of time, thank you for allowing me to appreciate Zambia Block Talk Radio, what you're doing. Who introduced me to Zambia Block Talk Radio was Elizabeth when they were organizing our Goa. And I responded to it, and I've been a listener since. When I went to our Goa, I mean, the way you guys organized that thing, you know, it was a lot of information that was giving you gave up. And I got to meet Dr. Patrick, and I've really to come appreciate Dr. Patrick with his research ability and the information that he has. And I hope that he continue, and someday maybe you even have a book somewhere, you know, because he has so much knowledge about Zambia. Being an American and know so much about Zambia, I really appreciate Block Talk Radio for bringing Dr. Patrick. And from there, at AGOA, I was sitting next to a journalist who was reporting about AGOA. Then I asked if I can retweet what she was doing, and she said, go ahead. And since then, I've been hooked to Twitter. So thank you, Zambia Block Talk Radio, for everything you're doing.
Excellent. Thank you, Uncle Daniel. A lot of people are asking me, Roger, Yareka, how they can contribute to us. This wasn't even about fundraising. We just wanted to appreciate everybody who's participated. But those who would like to help us financially, go to our website, www.zambiablocktalkradio.com, and there is a PayPal link there. You can make your contributions there. Any amount is welcome, and it goes a long way. $10, $20, $30, $50, $100. Let me go back to Yareka and Matilda, then I'll come to Zebron, then I'll come to Dr. Patrick, and we'll conclude our show. Yareka, back to you and Matilda. When you started engaging, Yareka, when Anakazi started engaging the women at different levels within the diaspora and Zambia, what did that do, first of all, towards the image of Anakazi Center, the image of the diaspora community, and the image of the show?
I think for Voices of Anakazi, obviously we got a lot of great feedback because we were not just focusing in one particular area. For example, we'd pick technology. And when we pick technology, we'd bring a woman from Zambia who is a leader in that field. So we brought the Director General of ZICTA, for example, And once we interviewed the director general of ZICTA, then we would find women in our network that want to, you know, work in technology or are interested in working on programs in technology for women. So we did that, and we connected some young girls from Asikana with ZICTA. And, in fact, they just got an award last week for whatever work they're doing with women in technology. So those are the kinds of relationships and impact that we've seen along the way. It continues. It just doesn't end there. Because when we speak to these women, we don't just leave it there. We find another woman in our network who wants to work with that woman or who wants to be mentored by the woman. So I've seen great impact. And it has given us a lot of value as an organization because we can pretty much brag that we've spoken to that one and we have this person, we can speak to that one. So it's been great.
Good. Matilda, same question. How would you respond?
Okay, I'm sorry, Nathan. You're asking me a question. There's a beeping on my line. I'm sorry, ask the question again.
No, I was just saying that how did the involvement of, let's just say, women in general or bringing different topics affecting women on this platform, how do you think it affected the image of our diaspora community and just the radio show itself?
It has had a very positive impact. And before I go directly into my answer, I wanted to just give a shout-out to Yareka again, through the Voices of Anakazi. When I went to Zambia, I had a speaking engagement with Be the Change, Lead the Change, and one of the guest speakers there, I was emceeing, one of the guest speakers there is part of the Women Voices of Anakazi Business Network, and she's part of the Alchemy magazine that was also featured on Voices of Anakazi. So when the two of us met, I mean, it was just so dynamic, and we were both able to speak to our audience, who were young women. Actually, it was women of all ages, to start a mentoring program called Be the Change, Lead the Change. So with the confidence that the woman had, saying she knows of Yareka, she knows what Yareka is doing, plus what I was doing, that just made a huge impact when I was in Zambia visiting a few years ago. But back to the question, I would say, I'll give an example of a guest we both had. Actually, she's been a guest on Perspective, on Voices of Anakazi, and also on Business Sense or Business Forum. This is Chola Chilufya, Mutoni. The work that she's doing with us highlighting her work just makes a huge difference. Here's a young lady in Zambia who is trying to preserve our culture. She's speaking to the modern women, the young girls, but also reaching back to the older women and learning from them and explaining this on to the next generation, wherever we are, whether we're in Zambia, we're in the U.S., Australia, wherever we are, we're able to learn from this. So just having a Zambia Block Talk Radio and the different programs and the guests that we bring onto the program, we are making a huge difference, impacting the diaspora, we're impacting the people back home.
Thank you, Matilda. You see, just moving forward here as we get close to conclude, I just want to say that as far as the women per point of view is concerned, we also want to give out a big shout to Mukuka Mayuka, who came on and started Diaspora and Truth out of Australia, and also came along Twambo, tremendous broadcaster, and has made great contributions. She also does our social media stuff, Facebook and our website. So Mukuka and Twambo, we do appreciate your contribution. We grew and we went on as we conclude here, and bang, here came the young ones. The members would say, Misepela, Roger. And here came the Zebrons, and they brought in a different perspective to the whole thing. Zebrons, what made you get stuck here? As we wind up, and then I'll let Dr. Patrick have the last word. what made you get stuck here? What is it about this thing? I mean, what?
You know what? Actually, first time I came to Zambia Block Talk Radio, it was like way back. A lady called Rebecca Namawa in Chicago introduced me, and then I came here, and then I listened to only one show, and then I disappeared.
Mm.
And then, you know, in Kansas City, Matilda and I hanged out a lot, and she kept on telling me, hey, you should listen to Zambia Block Talk Radio every Saturday, Matilda. You should listen. So I was like, you know what? I'll try it out. And then I listened to one or two shows, and, you know, to be very honest, just the political part of it, of Zambia, and, you know, the American politics, Dr. Patrick, Bianchi, all just made me try, like, no, let me bring my point. And I just, like, got stuck, and I got addicted, and here I am, man. If you, so, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, yeah, but I think...
Before we conclude here, I'll give you one more minute. I want Dr. Patrick to wind us up here. There's something coming up in the Zambian community next Saturday. I want you to talk about that. What are we talking about here?
Yes, this Memorial Weekend, May 22nd to May 24th, most of the Zambians will be, if not all, will be going to Dallas for the first annual ZAMEXPO. This will be an event for all Zambians and even non-Zambians to come and, exhibit their business products. There'll be a dinner. There'll be a fashion show. There'll be so many activities this Memorial Weekend. So we encourage all the Zambians, wherever they are, you know, you can get a rental car, drive, come. It's going to be in Addison, Texas. So if you need any more information, you can call me, 913-206-2282. We encourage all Zambians to come together for this extraordinary event. It's one of a kind, and we have a lot of activities and a lot of fun and a lot of business and just opportunities for people to, get to know what others are doing out there and then see if they can link up and, you know, collaborate in business and other activities. So we encourage all Zambians in America to come to Dallas this Memorial Weekend for the first annual ZAMEXPO.
And they can go to Facebook and just search Zambian Expo, and it will come up. We're looking forward to seeing everybody. Zebron has mentioned the political, our coverage of political things in Zambia. Roger, Titus, I'm just looking at Facebook now. It appears former UNPD Vice President Richard Kapita has defected to PF. That's breaking news, okay? Sorry, Mr. H.H. Everybody, as we have 6 minutes remaining here, we consider Dr. Patrick to be part of, like, our senior elder here, statesman and advisor. And I want him to sort of talk to us. One of the things we are asking our listeners is that what are some of the things you'd like us to cover or do on this show? Please go like our page on Facebook, Zambia Block Talk Radio, and send us messages there. Or you can post on our personal inbox, our personal pages, Roger, Titus, and myself. You can let us know, Matilda and Yareka. Dr. Patrick, this Zambia Block Talk Radio thing, how did you find yourself into it, and where should it go? What is the role of something like this in a community like ours, and where should we take it?
One of our listeners speakers said or suggested that sometime in the future I should write a book. Well, writing a book gives direction that you do not know where it's going to end up. And to say that or to project where Zambia Blog Talk Radio will be a year from now, 2 years from now, is very difficult. But what I can say is that the sky is the limit. It's going upward, upward, upward. And I'm just so pleased to be a member of the Zambian diaspora in specific, but the Zambian family at large. Each one of us, we are a family of ambassadors. Next week, I'm going to be participating in a webinar for the government of Angola. We're going to hold a series of empowerment webinars, and mine is going to be rules, regulations, and recipes for AGOA. But wherever I go and whatever I talk about, I always say, well, what about Zambia? I mentioned Angola. Angola has engaged in a partnership with Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So you always, I always say, where is Zambia? A while before I even knew of the Zambian excellence, an individual, and I traveled extensively throughout Africa, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, and he's traveled extensively throughout Africa, but he's always said, I just love Zambia. And I said, oh, Zambia? He said, yes, I just love Zambia. If anywhere in Africa I want to stay and live and return, it's Zambia. So that was my first awakening. So I put it on my calendar that I'm going to go to Zambia. Then after that, I met a sister. I met a sister in outside of Baltimore. Her name is Elizabeth Shisinga. And Elizabeth is the personification of Zambia. She promoted Zambia. She lived Zambia. She breathed Zambia. Whenever you talk about Africa, you can see the richness of Zambian people in Elizabeth. And she would tell me about Zambia. So I had two people. Then we had that conference in Las Vegas. And for the first time ever, out of all African countries I visited and worked with, that's the first time that Africans paid their own freight. They didn't go to the United Nations. They didn't go to the Department of State. They wanted to attend, and they went into their pocket. They attend. I was so proud. And that's when I met Nathan and Roger and a lot of my brothers and sisters in Las Vegas. From there, as they say, the rest is history. And working in Eureka, when I talked to the minister about the District 1 pages, I had you in mind, Eureka. I had you in mind. And I said, that's what we're talking about. So, in short,
you have 20 seconds.
Okay. In short, if you've ever wanted to fall in love, meet Miss Zambia, and you will have nothing else to think about.
Yay.
Well, that has been our show today. We are thankful to God, all the supporters, for all being with us for the time that we've done this for 6 years. We're looking forward to another 6 years. Send us a message. Let us know what things you'd like us to cover and do on the show. And to everybody, I just want to say that our family is celebrating the graduation of our daughter next weekend from high school.
Yay!
So
congratulations.
We are excited, and she's going to Baylor University. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
You too, Nathan. Thank you.
Yeah, what? Oh, this? Oh, okay.